Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
What? A bonfire?
Hey, watch. Hey, that's my kite.
No.
No what?
I won't do it.
Hey, it's not Shakespeare, but who is these days?
It all started one evening at the Jacobs home when Dale was trying to get his daughter Robin to come down from her room for dinner.
Robin? Oh, there you are.
Hi, Dad.
I've been downstairs screaming your name for the last 10 minutes.
Really? Why didn't you just come up and knock on the door?
I did come up and... Oh, never mind. What in the world is that racket you're listening to?
It's not racket. It's the first cassette by the Bones of Wrath.
Bones of Wrath? Now, hang on, isn't that Rodney Rathbone's gang?
Rodney Rathbone's band. It's good stuff. I was really surprised. Put these headphones on and listen.
Ow! Good grief. Sounds like a cross between a jackhammer and several cats being scorched with a flamethrower. Bones of Wrath, huh?
Yeah, it's put out by Bart Records.
Bart Records. I should have figured. May I see that label?
Sure.
This is the title? As crusty as they want to be?
Great, huh?
Appropriate. What's this on the inside? The lyrics.
Really? I didn't see those.
Ooh, sounds like you got some real classics here. I wish you would hurry up and die. Do I Love You, the Not a Chance song. Razor Blade Rag. Rock Until Your Brain Explodes. Who Needs Parents? Who needs parents? Robin, I'm not impressed. I want you to know that. I mean, look at these lyrics.
I don't listen to the words. I just like the music.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to check into this.
As the editor of the Odyssey Times, or as my dad?
This time, as both.
So, Dale began an investigation into the Bones of Wrath, which would lead him on an unexpected adventure that would change his perspective and have a powerful effect on his family.
So you're interested in the Bones of Wrath, huh?
Well, that's right, Bart. You see, I'm...
Hey, you and everybody else in Odyssey. They are the biggest thing since sliced peaches.
No, I meant that...
Are you here to do an article on the Bones of Wrath? Or maybe something about me as their manager? Or how about the human interest angle? You know, Bart Rathbone is father of Rodney, leader of the band. I kind of like the sound of that. I always knew those accordion lessons would pay off one day. You can quote me.
That's an accordion? I thought they recorded a traffic jam.
Yeah, well, fortunately, talent isn't needed for rock and roll music.
Look, opinions about the music aside, I'm here because I'm concerned about the lyrics on the tape.
Lyric? I don't remember anybody playing the lyric. Boy, they are more talented than I thought.
The words, Bart. The words.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Pretty incredible stuff, huh? The way they rhyme and everything. Rodney did that all by himself.
I read through the words last night, and I'm shocked, Bart.
You and me both. I wasn't even sure the kid could read.
I'm talking about the subject matter. Did you know they use bad language in some of these songs?
Really? Well, you know we didn't get it at home. My wife won't let us talk like that in the house.
What am I supposed to think about a song called Who Needs Parents? Listen to this verse. Listen.
Yeah.
It ticks me off that they won't grin and bear it. And when they get so bossy, that really tears it. I wish they'd fall off the face of the planet or slip through the cracks of a big piece of granite or ship them off to an island that's barren because who needs parents?
Hey, it's not Shakespeare, but who is these days?
That's one of the mild verses, Bart. I wouldn't dare read the rest of them out loud because the language and ideas are so offensive. Just look at these lyrics, right here.
Okay, okay, let's see. Well, okay, okay. So, the kid has a lot to learn about anatomy. But you gotta admit he has spunk and honesty.
Spunk and honesty? This stuff is dangerous and nearly pornographic.
Ah, oh, Dale, are you gonna make a federal case out of this or what?
Yes.
I'm with you, okay? Look, I can't pretend like I know what the words are talking about. I just put out the tapes. Rodney's a creative genius behind the band. You want to talk to him?
Yes, I'd like to hear his explanation. Yes.
Sure, sure. And because we are such old friends, I'll get you in to see him first thing. Is this afternoon all right?
This afternoon is fine.
Dale went back to his office to face a pile of telephone messages from parents all over the city. Word about the Bones of Wrath tape was getting around, and people were terribly offended. Dale, who had often written in the newspaper about the values and responsibilities of free speech, was the person everyone looked to for ways of dealing with this new menace.
I don't know what to suggest, Marty. I'm still trying to find out what's going on. No, I think we should wait until we... What? A bonfire? You mean like everyone will sit around and roast marshmallows and talk about what to... You want to burn the tapes? Now, wait, Marty. I don't think that's the answer. I know we need to do something, but Marty, it's already arranged, huh? 7 o'clock? Yeah, all right. Thanks for telling me. Bye. Oh, brother. What in the world?
All right, girls. Now, hold it. All right, get back. Rodney will have plenty of time to sign autographs later. Now, get back. Hey, watch. Hey, that's my time. Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm sorry about your offices there, Dale, but somehow the kids found out that Rodney would be here.
I thought you told them, Dad.
Quiet, son. Anyway, I figure everything will be all right once the National Guard hit him with the riot hoses.
Are you all right, Rodney? It looks like they tore up your shirt.
Nah, these strategically placed rips are part of my new look. Kind of tells the world that I'm a rock star now, and I don't care what they think.
And that's the perfect lead-in for why I asked you here.
Yeah? Dad says you're interested in my lyrics.
Interested is one way of putting it. I thought it might help to get your meaning behind the message in your lyrics.
What, there's something you don't understand? Did I use too many big words?
Big words aren't the problem. The short four-letter words are the problem.
You want me to tell you what they mean?
No. I'd like to know what you're trying to communicate to the kids who are listening to your music. What are they supposed to get out of your songs, besides a headache?
Well, get out of my songs? Well, I'm talking about death and destruction and being forced to do homework by parents, you know? The usual stuff in rock music. That's what kids relate to.
But don't you think it's negative and perhaps dangerous for a 12 or 13-year-old to listen to these kinds of lyrics?
Look, I don't know about any of that. I just wrote the songs. I'm an artist, okay? This is how I express myself. People can take it any way they want to. That's none of my business.
Don't you think you should make it your business?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Dad?
Sorry, Dale. That's the end of the interview. I have to be sensitive to the kids' time.
Mm-hmm.
So many people to see, you know. We're doing a satellite hookup later.
You mean people outside of Odyssey have heard about this?
Well, no. We're just hooking up to the satellite later. Rodney wants to watch MTV. We can afford it now that the tapes are selling.
Ah.
Ready, Rodney?
Ready, Pop.
Don't call me Pop.
And that was the scene at various places all over Odyssey today as Rodney Rathbone made appearances to sign autographs. Dozens of teenagers screaming and mobbing the overnight sensation. When he stopped at Wits End for a milkshake, extra police had to be brought in to control the crowd. John Whitaker had this to say.
I figured that one day Rodney would be at the center of riots, but not for this reason.
What do you think of the Bones of Wrath's new tape?
I'm saving my opinion until I give it a thorough listening.
Many parents in Odyssey are not so reserved about their opinion of the Bones of Wrath, and that'll be the subject of our special report on tomorrow's Odyssey Live. In other news, the governor has signed into law...
If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it.
Was that a report on the Bones of Wrath?
Uh-huh.
Cool! I tried to get Rodney's autograph at Polymer's record shop, but it was packed. And all the screaming hurt my ears. My throat kind of hurts, too.
You went to get his autograph?
Yeah.
But, Robin, This is Rodney Rathbone we're talking about. You know him. You know what he stands for. Good grief, he sat in my office today and he told
me
all about...
Rodney Rathbone was in your office today?
Well, yes, and he...
Then why don't you get his autograph for me? Will you see him again? Maybe you can get him to sign the poster in my room.
Robin, what is the matter with you? You've got a poster in your room?
Yeah, it's just the Bones of Wrath.
Robin?
What's wrong? Why are you so upset?
I'm upset because you're my daughter and I thought you had better judgment than that.
Then what?
Falling for this whole business. Listening to that trash. Hanging up posters. What are they doing on it? Beating up old ladies, no doubt?
No. It's just them standing by a fire.
And?
There's just a skeleton on the wall behind them, that's all. It's all for effect.
Effect? That's what I'm talking about. What's the effect? You're listening to a tape with bad language and offensive ideas that are barely civilized, not to mention unchristian. And you've got this poster and... I don't like it in my house, all right? That's what I'm trying to say. Just get rid of them.
But, Dad...
No buts about it, Robin. I don't want that tape played in this house, and I want that poster off your wall.
But you haven't even seen the poster or even listened to the tape. You're judging something you don't even know about.
I've seen the lyrics, and I've talked to Rodney, and that's enough. Get rid of the tape and the poster. End of discussion.
No.
No what?
I won't do it.
You will do it, or I'll do it for you. I mean it, Robin. What has happened to you that you don't see this yourself? I have to go out and cover a story for the paper tonight. Parents who are ready to start their own riot because of this. Do you see how serious it is? So the tape and the poster better be history by the time I get back. Understand?
But, Dad...
Go to your room. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't believe this.
And as Robin went up to her room, collapsed on her bed, and cried because she and her father had never fought like that before, Dale Jacobs got into his car, closed the door, gripped the steering wheel with all of his might, and he cried too. To get the story for the newspaper, Dale went to the bonfire at Marty Murphy's house at the end of town. He went reluctantly. His argument with Robin weighed heavily on his mind, and he couldn't help but feel that he was dealing with this crisis the wrong way. It occurred to him that some of the other parents had the same problem.
All right, folks. The fire is stoked good and hot. And we're just about ready to throw those offensive tapes on in as a public statement to the producers of this musical trash. Say, wait a minute. Is that Dale Jacobs? Dale? Come here. Hey, you're the editor of the paper. I think the people would like to hear what you have to say.
No.
Come on, don't be shy.
No.
Just hold that little button there, Dale, so they can hear you.
I really don't have anything to say.
Oh, stop it. Talk to them.
Well, actually, I... Silly, I don't need this thing. Actually, I'm not the person to speak to you tonight. I'll be sort of a wet blanket for your bonfire. You see, I don't believe in these things myself. Burning tapes or records or books that we call evil just isn't the answer. It gets downright smoky, too.
Excuse me, Dale. Maybe you should give me that megaphone.
I told you this wasn't a good idea. Excuse me.
Okay, folks. In spite of that rather compromising editorial, let's get on with this thing. Now, at the count of three, let's toss this trash into the fire. One, two, three!
Finally, protests continue today at Polymer Record Shop. Arthur Fufkin, owner of the shop, said later that he has taken the Bones of Wrath tape off his shelves until he could do a more serious review of the controversial material.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Meanwhile,
hello,
Marty
Robin.
Murphy is making plans.
Can you wait for just a minute? I'd like to hear the rest of this report.
Mm-hmm. We'll monitor future tapes and CDs for lyrical content. We caught up with Rodney Rathbone and his father and manager, Bart Rathbone, to get their reactions to the protests over the alleged offensive lyrics.
Hey, obviously the kids don't think they're offensive. I mean, the tapes are selling. Besides,
We have a right to free speech. That's guaranteed in the first appendix.
Our Bill of Rights.
The first Bill of Rights, yeah. We just hope the other record store owners don't give in to these censors and oppressors like that wimp Fufkin did. Oh, thanks a lot, Artie. And just in case, I'll be selling tapes and Rodney will be there to sign them this afternoon at 4 at Rathbun's Electric Palace. Yeah, be there or be someplace else.
We'll keep you informed as the story continues to develop here on Odyssey All News Radio.
Well, sounds like things are heating up here in our quiet little town.
Yeah, they're heating up in my quiet little house, too.
Oh?
Dad made me throw away my Bones of Wrath tape and take the poster off my wall last night.
You mean you actually own those things?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, I didn't think you'd... I figured you'd...
Show better judgment than that?
Well, yeah.
That's what my dad said.
And
I don't know what the big deal is. They're only a bunch of songs.
Then if they're only songs, you didn't lose anything by getting rid of them.
That's not what I meant.
Isn't it?
No. Well, I don't know. It's all gotten so confusing. Dad and I had the biggest fight we've ever had over this.
Why?
Because it was my tape and the poster was in my room. And they're mine. I'm old enough to think for myself and decide whether I should keep stuff or not.
Maybe so, but are you thinking for yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, the lyrics to the songs, for instance.
I don't pay attention to the lyrics.
Does that mean you don't hear them? If I asked you to sing one of the songs, you couldn't do it?
Sure I could.
Then you do pay attention to the lyrics.
Yeah, but... What's your point?
The point is, if you're old enough to be thinking for yourself, then you should be thinking about what those lyrics are telling you. What kind of messages are these musicians trying to get across to you? Are you really thinking about that? And the next question is, how are these messages affecting you?
Affecting me?
Sure. You've got a battle going on inside of you. I do, too. It's a battle between the spirit and the flesh, our sinful side. And like any battle, the side who gets trained and fed and cared for is the side who'll have the best chance of winning. That's why the Bible told us to think about things that are true and right and honorable and pure and lovely and of good reputation and excellent. So our spirits will have a fighting chance. That's Philippians 4:8, and it's a good standard to keep.
You've got to be kidding. Honorable, pure, lovely? What am I supposed to do, lock myself in the cellar?
No. You just need to have a little wisdom and discernment about what you watch or listen to. Not only with music, but books and movies and television and, well, all kinds of things. You have to be wise. But you already know that, don't you?
Right.
And your dad knows that you know it. So when you start listening to something like the Bones of Wrath, which I've listened to, by the way, and it doesn't fit God's standard, your dad feels like he has to step in and, well, help get you back on track. You understand?
Hold on a minute. My dad was in here, wasn't he?
Ooh, he might have stopped by.
I should have known.
But that doesn't change anything I've said. Besides, your father stopped by to borrow my Bones of Wrath tape.
What? Why?
Well, maybe you should talk to him and find out for yourself.
Dad? Dad? Dad!
Robin!
Your secretary's been trying to buzz you for 10 minutes.
Why didn't you just come to the door and knock?
I did come into the... Oh, never mind. Can I sit down?
Sure.
Dad?
Robin, I wanted
really
to tell you how sorry
with
I am
about
for
the
last
tape.
Night.
Huh?
What? Okay, I'm older, so me first.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry for overreacting about the tape and the poster. I was wrong.
And I was wrong for buying the tape and the poster in the first place. I wasn't being very... wise.
But you were right about something. I should have listened to this tape before offering an opinion about it. I should have listened to it with you so we could talk about it together and decide whether it's good or not.
Thanks, Dad.
I never want to have a fight with you like that again.
Me either.
Will you forgive me?
If you can forgive me.
Deal. And sealed with a hug. Come here.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, Robin.
Dale, you better get down to Rathbone's shop. It sounds like a riot's broken out at Rodney's tape signing.
Uh-oh.
corrupter of children, Bart.
You don't know the meaning of free speech.
Well, I know it means that I have the freedom to call you a greedy sneak. Sell his own son to make a buck.
Bart, Marty!
What?
Put the megaphones away.
Do what?
He said put the megaphone away. Are you deaf as well as crooked?
I am not deaf.
Dale, talk to this guy, will you? I am trying to have an autograph session here.
Oh, sure. Get Dale. I don't like to roast marshmallows Jacob's in to do your dirty work.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Look at the two of you. Is this any way for two adults to work out their differences? Everybody, listen now. Rioting in the record stores isn't a way to settle this problem. Sure, the music's bad and the lyrics are offensive.
Hang on now.
But tearing the city apart won't solve anything. And what are we teaching our kids? We rip the tapes out of their hands and make them throw them away. And what does it teach them? Does it teach them to understand why it's so offensive? Does it teach them to think about what they listen to or watch? No, of course it doesn't. So let's calm down here and go on home and get face to face with our kids and teach them by example that there are reasons for what we believe. Let's teach them to learn to discern for themselves, to think, okay? Marty?
Well, I...
Come on now. Give it a rest today, all right?
I'm going to have to think about it.
That's all I'm asking.
All right. Now that you've broken up our momentum here, let's go home, gang.
Oh, now, hey, hold it. Hold it, everybody. Hey, if you get people to think about this stuff, they won't buy it. Hold it. Hey, folks, come on back. Come on back, folks. How do you turn this megaphone on? Rodney. Yo, Rodney.
Is it safe?
Yeah, hurry up and get the band out here. They'll come back if you start playing something.
Sorry, Dad. I fired the band.
You fired the band?
Sure. Why should I share my fame and fortune with those guys? I'm going solo.
Solo?
Free form accordion solo. A one and a two and a... Where's everybody going? This is the acoustic version of Razor Blade Rag. Hey!
Oh, boy. It's back to the stockroom with you, kid.
But, Pop...
Don't call me Pop.
And that's the story of the Bones of Wrath. An overnight sensation that barely lasted through the next day. But everyone learned some important lessons about being wise with what we watch or listen to, and for the Jacobs family in particular, sitting down together and using a standard for what's good and what isn't. That standard being God's Word. Hopefully, it's an idea that other families will try too.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Chuck Bolte, who is also our executive producer. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.